things for the potential audience who I'm hoping will see the documentary. So just a couple of questions I'd like to ask you, if I may. And if I can record them, then we can have them typed out. I hope my little tape recorder works.
You sit down. Actually, ours is not in search of truth, but we are presenting the truth as it is. We are not searching out.
Right. Well, this is what I want to. I wanted to ask you. I'll put the questions in their order. The questions in order is, the first one is, within Vedic culture, what is meant by bhakti yoga?
Learn it, first of all. Vedic culture is that we are living entities. Somehow or other, we have fallen in this material world and encased in this body or other body. So material world means the spirit soul is wandering throughout the universe under material conditions. And the Vedic knowledge is to get him out of this material condition and take him again to the spiritual world. This is Vedic knowledge.
And bhakti within
bhakti that. Yoga is the direct method. There are many methods recommended: karma, gyan, yoga, and at last bhakti. There are different steps of the same staircase going upwards, and bhakti yoga is the topmost platform.
And bhakti is a devotional surrender.
Yes. Spiritual world means there the Supreme Lord is supreme, nobody else. And all others there engaged in his service. This is spiritual world. Here in the material world, everyone is trying to be master. In the spiritual world, there is no such a thing. They know the master is only God, and all others, they are servants. That is the difference between material world and spiritual.
I think that covers that. Second question, we were talking about that in this documentary, In Search of Truth. Do you think that is any other way to actually realize God in truth and
God power? Can be realized through bhakti, surrender. Otherwise, even it is realized, it is partial, not complete.
Well, that answers that.
Bhakti is like, I have got some official servant and I have got very confidential servant. So, to my confidential servant, everything is disclosed. He knows everything. But official servant, he may not know everything. Therefore, bhakti is the confidential part of understanding God. Otherwise, they understand vaguely, impartially, not sufficiently. In the Bhagavad Gita there is a verse, Maya Saptamana Prartha Yogam Jandan Madhasra Samagram Asangsayam Samagram Vandhadas. You can quote that.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first sloka of the same chapter.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Shakta Mana Parta Yogam Yunjan Mad Ashraya Asang Shayang Samagrang Mang Yata Gyat Syasi Tach Chunu. Now hear, O son of Prita, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt.
And then to the, can I have that
chapter?
Bhagavad Gita, seventh chapter, first text, 7:1.
Well, I think that answers all the questions I wanted before that. Mm-hmm. We'd just like to say it's been a pleasure, very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
We're both in our own way trying to find truth ourselves.
Asangsa, these two words are very important. Asangsa, without any doubt. Everyone, every religion, they have no doubtless understanding of God. Everyone has some doubt. Neither complete. That is only in bhakti yoga.
Well, we're just discovering veils of ignorance. We're busy trying to...
Any religious system, ask them what is the... what do you understand by God, they will not be able to explain. Because that is not complete, not doubtless. Therefore these two words have been used. Asang sang is almost good.
We've our reading has only drawn forth a lot of conflicting answers so far. We've been reading into Hindu philosophies, and most of the answers conflict with each other.
So which book you are reading?
Well, we've been just reading mainly biographies by Swamis and Yogis, Aurobindo, and his synthesis of Yoga.
They have no reality. They are simply jugglery of words there.
It's new for us, so I'm not very...
Yeah,
it's very new for us. We've only been doing it for a few months.
I read Bhagavad Gita as it is.
I've got it. I am reading it. Each time I read it, I find I'm reading a little better.
Aurobindo has no clear knowledge. And which other Swami you are reading?
We've read... which one did you read?
Maharishi. Yeah, he has no idea.
We've... started practicing that at transcendental meditation. We have found that by practicing the meditation, we have had a change in consciousness and has led us into further inquiry. So we found that has been valuable in a certain way. And that's the only actual practice. We have been reading things like Muktananda and Kundalini Yoga and that sort of stuff, the Hatha Yoga. So it's just been an inquiry of our own, which we've never done before. We've only been exposed to our own Christian scriptures. And we find in Bhakti Yoga and Christianity a lot of similarities. They're the same as far as we can see. It's difficult, though, to understand our scriptures in as much
no,
as
we can. No, in the Bhagavad Gita everything is clearly explained.
That's right. Our scriptures are interpreted, and we've been taught to interpret them in a certain way. And it has been very clear.
So, what scripture do you have?
Well, the
Bible.
Bible. But we only know the Bible as we've been told it, and it's been told to us by unrealized men, and we ended up being virtually atheistically inclined until that led to dissatisfaction.
So in Bible, what is the conception of God?
It's very unclear.
That is how you speak. In every religion,
you can't identify with it.
There is no clear concept.
That's right. And I think this is the reason that leads you away. We have been led away from the Bible because of that. There's nothing clear. And everybody who has read it to us has read it to us in a different way. But I would say that the finest book we have read is the Bhagavad Gita.
Right.
There's no question.